joined now by Joe Arthur, the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank Executive Director. And Joe, I know with this pandemic, you guys are doing amazing work.
Yes, we are. Yeah, it's a lot of challenges like everybody else is having. But the COVID-19 protocol really required us to set up a whole new packing center in a much larger facility nearby in Harrisburg so that we can spread out and make sure that we can keep everybody safe and operate in a way that's socially distanced and totally sanitized and secure. So that was a real challenge to get that set up as we were serving in our normal capacity, but we're fully running with that, so we're prepared to meet the need.
And Joe, I'm taking this portion of the program to announce what we're going to be calling our match program, and how this is going to work is that any advertiser that's with us currently or wants to come on going forward over the next 5 months, because that's kind of the guidance we're getting, is it's going to be a 2 to 5 month recovery from COVID-19 at minimum, right? That you all will receive, for every dollar that companies spend, we'll match that with a PSA for Central Pennsylvania Food Bank and a bunch of other nonprofit organizations.
Yeah, that's incredibly generous and helpful, because we do have to keep the messaging out there. We certainly, this is ramping up our expenses as well as our the work that we're doing, as we have to go out there and buy the kind of foods that we can put in crisis response boxes. Not all of that will be provided by the federal or state government. Some of it will, but that's turned into a very expensive endeavor. So whether it's, helping us cover expenses with donations, or also as we call for volunteers in the coming weeks and can bring more of them into this packing facility, those PSAs are going to be fantastic. So thank you.
I guess the question's going to be for the volunteers. Do you have masks?
We actually, that's not recommended. We follow the CDC guidance. So here's what masks say. Masks say I work in healthcare, or I may have a concern that I'm sick, or I'm kind of anxious. So at the packing center, we have gloves. We have all of the COVID-19 procedures and sanitizing, but we don't want to take the masks away from healthcare workers, and we don't want people apprehensive. This place is thoroughly clean. And we don't operate with masks. It's not necessary at this point.
And Joe, I'm so glad that you said that, because there is so much misinformation going around right now on the internet, on TV, certain other media outlets. This is all about getting the correct and truthful message out there to folks.
It really is. And what really helped, of course, the federal government, both the administration and Congress, are really moving on the big helpful plans. That's wonderful. Because even as the health crisis, when we get on top of that, we know the economic crisis is going to continue. But those are some big, important efforts that we're going to be able to count on to help people. But right now, it's about the healthcare crisis, and we do have to pay attention to the real information. So, watch the Pennsylvania Department of Health, watch the CDC, good guidance there, and pay attention to that.
So we can put this in perspective. In a pre-pandemic footing for Central Pennsylvania Food Bank, how many meals, if you will, or pounds of meals were you distributing on a given day compared to now?
Yeah, and it's going up quickly, and the visibility is just coming online, and it, like everybody else, this thing is kind of building as it rolls on. So in February, typical month, we were serving about 135,000 people in need during a typical month, maybe 4 million pounds of food, which is somewhere around 3.5 million meals. We'll probably end March serving close to 200,000 people, probably 6 million pounds of food, closer to 5.5 million meals. So if you do the math on those are 30-40+% increases. And we believe that it's actually going to build as we move forward. Even as those kind of federal assistance plans, which are really necessary as they kick in, we're just going to have a lot more people that are not getting their paychecks. So, we're all seeing that in real time. We don't know how high that's going to get, but we've built this place to be able to do higher volume. So we kind of saw a great increase in need coming. And that's part of why we moved into a much larger facility that's being paid for with FEMA dollars. So we can handle it, but we're going to need the public's help.
Finally, how fortuitous was it, as you mentioned, the large facility, to have the additional square footage and all of the extra bells and whistles, if you will, that you put out at the Williamsport area location of Central Pennsylvania Food Bank?
It's absolutely vital. So we have two hubs. We have a main hub in Harrisburg. We have a big hub in Williamsport. And right now they're operating as kind of command centers with some folks working remotely and so forth. So they're not doing packing there. They're filling orders for our large partners around the area that can kind of pack on their own. But this center that's on the outskirts of Harrisburg here is allowing us to feed crisis response boxes to the main hubs, out the door, into the communities with our partner agencies. So it's absolutely vital.
Joe, can't thank you enough for the time today. Looking forward to many conversations as we continue to cover COVID-19.
Yes, and thank you so much for this gift of airtime.